think one of the things that America has to face is the reality that it is an empire.
No, you must use it. You must use it because it make you rebel. Against what?
They were in front of Radio 8, shooting at the station.
No es un crimen defender nuestros propios derechos como pueblos indígenas.
Greetings and blessings. You're listening to Travelog Media. I'm Jason Clarl, recording from a secret bunker in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Thanks for being here. On this September episode, we're going to be talking about the Julian Assange extradition trial that started this week. I'm now recording this late on Friday, technically Saturday, the September 12th. So in a moment, I'm going to be talking about a little bit more about the extradition trial and the importance of it for all of us. I am just completely exhausted. I just have to say it just in every sense of the word, completely exhausted right now for a lot of reasons. But anyway, the show must go on. So one quick announcement is, this being September, we have International Podcast Day on September 30th. So that will be a special treat for podcast fans and listeners of Travelog Media. And I will be planning some sort of event yet to be determined, but I invite you all, please check Travelog Media on your social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, others possibly. I have to make a confession. I broke down and I have a TikTok channel, although I haven't posted anything yet. So that's my latest social media thing. So maybe I'll, who knows, maybe if you're on TikTok, you'll see a little announcement of International Podcast Day of some sort on TikTok, or anyway, at least Twitter and Facebook and things like that. Okay. Check that. That's International Podcast Day on September 30th. I'm thinking probably it'll be doing maybe a live stream. I don't know if I can pull off a call-in show of some type. I've never done that before, but that might be kind of cool to try. Anyway, stay in contact, por favor. Before we get to the subject of this month's show, I would like to play some listener mail or listener call-in from our correspondent, Kenzone.
Life is good. Peace is real. Love is here to stay. Kenzone here. At this point in human history, I don't think it's necessary or beneficial to put the majority of one's attention on the collapse of old Earth with its domination of the human spirit and its very foul history. Let old Earth die away. Phase it out. Don't feed that energy field unnecessarily by keeping it alive and functioning with your attention and your emotional reactions. Rather, put your attention on the transmutation of old Earth, thereby allowing the fully aware creation of new Earth in service of the celestial Earth vibration. Challenge yourself to be attentive to where you are sending your energy. Don't criticize or complain. Create the world you want to live in. It does help to embrace the phrase, be in the world but not of it. I have joys and sorrows like the rest of humanity. Your sorrows can eventually direct you back to your life's path, and your joys will illuminate your path. I am convinced now that we are here for responsible creation. So do whatever you are passionate about, utilizing your natural talents for the greatest good of all. Follow your bliss and all that. Service to others is service to self. I slept and dreamed that life is all joy. I woke and saw that life is all service. I served and saw that service is joy. A poem by Khalil Gibran. Oddly enough, all this reminds me of quintessential elements of life. Number one, numero uno, is love, both unconditional and human. Number two, breath. Number three, water. Number four, laughter. The longer I live here, the more life suggests to me that laughter is an essential factor for one's well-being and vibrant sustainability. As an Aquarian poet, artificer, and anchorite, I live in an isolated world, in my own bubble, and I sit in the sacred space of my monk cell, where it is so easy to pontificate, admittedly a dubious practice. Que todo sea amor.
Okay. First of all, just let me say thank you for the call, Kenzone. It's always wonderful to have you on the show. And welcome. Your thoughts, your meditations, a response, and I appreciate your including the Khalil Gibran quote that also happens to be on the Travelog Media website, which talks about service. And so this is, I see this podcast as a service. I might not have millions of listeners. However, I think the service here would be informing myself and others about the injustices that I see in the world, and there are quite a few, as you're aware. As to the attention of, or I guess I get where you're coming from. However, I have drawn a different conclusion. I understand not focusing on the negative. What we're dealing with today is so monstrously ugly and grotesque, I think most of us could agree, that it's going to take all of us shouldering this burden we have. And I don't need to run down the list right now. I won't do that. But it takes all of us shouldering our little small piece of the burden, because it is a monstrous task changing things. And I'd like to remind you of the quote, power concedes nothing without a demand. So I think passivity, I interpret it as passivity, as just letting it fade away. I don't see that as reality. That's just not how change happens. It takes a lot of people acting. It takes all of us acting really in some way. And we need visionaries like yourself. We need to know more about your new earth. So, and I invite you on this podcast to share that. I'm happy to give you that space. And I know what I think you mean by that. I know you, and I know what I think I know what you mean by that, but not everyone does. And I think the more people who can share that vision, the better. So I'm happy to give you this space to realize what is New Earth. If it only exists in your own mind, how is it going to help everyone else? So share it, please. About the complaining and criticizing, if speaking out against injustice is complaining and criticizing, I don't know what to say about that. That's what I'm going to do on this podcast. I see a lot of injustice in the world, and we can't just assume that people will find out about it. And this will speak to our theme in this episode about, about people being informed. And the right to know about what's happening in the world. The United States has dropped quite a number of bombs, and it still is probably. So we have a right to know about that. And it's done its fair share of shady, let's just say, we don't have to go through it, each detail, but we're going to say, let's just say it's done its fair share of shady dealings with the global South. So I appreciate where you're coming from, Brother Ken, Ken Zone. I just happen to think it's a bit passive, maybe naive even, to think that this is just going to go away on its own if we just not, you know, as though it's just going to dissolve away. I just don't see that happening. Yes, we should focus on New Earth, new models, new ways of thinking, new ways of being. And you're right. I'm with you on what most of what you said. I think it's just a little too passive. And that's it. So please come back on, give me your response. You're welcome back on the podcast to share your thoughts on this. And any other listeners to Travelog Media, for that matter. Let's see the podcast number. Let me get that for you. One moment, please. We have a call-in. Well, it's a Google Voice account. And you can call in and leave a message. No one's going to answer. I think you have a time limit. I want to say somewhere around 3 minutes or so, I believe. I'm not certain about this. But, so the Google Voice, I welcome any listeners. If you have a comment about something you've heard on this podcast, or previous episodes, or you just want to, You just want to get it out there. Get your voice out there. You can call. The number is, this is a U.S. number. You can call 303-731-6104, 303-731-6104. And, yeah, and leave a message. And we'll get that on the show. And we can move the dialogue. I think discourse is important. We're not going to agree on everything, certainly. But I think it's going to take all of us taking on our own little bit to try to change this world for the better. It's in a lot of hurt. It's in a lot of hurt. A lot of people are in a lot of hurt. And we need to change it. And it's going to take all of us, all kinds of people, doing different things. Meditating, visioning, breathing, dreaming, writing, reporting. And so with that, let that be the segue into this next, into the theme of this week's, I don't do it every week now, this month's show, this September show. And I want to get to some clips I have on the people commenting on the Julian Assange trial, which started this week and has been postponed until Monday due to a case of COVID-19. So the trial will resume on Monday, but I do want to get to some clips. So let's play. Let's see. The first one I have, what do I have here for you? Let's try this one.
Well, under British law, as is true for the extradition law of most countries, you cannot be extradited for crimes that are political in nature. Countries won't send you to some other place if you're being persecuted for a political crime, which this obviously is, as evidenced by the fact that, as I indicated earlier, the Obama administration concluded that there was no basis for prosecuting Assange. It was only once Jeff Sessions and Mike Pompeo and those kind of people got empowered and suddenly the U.S. government decided that they were going to try and do this. So there's a very strong argument that the extradition request is invalid under British law because of the political crime. The judge, in this first instance, has proven over and over and over that she's just kind of a tool of the state. She's been incredibly open about her anti-Assange bias. I would be shocked if he were to win in this first instance, but then there will be appeals. The problem is that while this is all playing out, even though he doesn't have any convictions or punishments or charges, they're going to keep him in prison pending the conclusion of this extradition hearing, which is likely to take years. So even if the U.S. government doesn't win at the very end, even if it's ultimately ruled that the extradition is invalid or the indictment is unwarranted, they're going to basically destroy him. I mean, he's already been in an Ecuadorian embassy for 7 years. His health, mental and physical, are suffering gravely. He's in one of the highest security prisons in the U.K. that's kept for terrorist suspects and serial murderers and rapists. His health is deteriorating rapidly. So their goal of breaking WikiLeaks is going to be fulfilled, whether they ultimately prevail legally or not.
Right. So this is, of course, that was Glenn Greenwald. And for anyone who doesn't know, Glenn Greenwald is a journalist. He's an actual journalist, one of the founders of The Intercept, which does a lot of investigative reporting. And in fact, Glenn Greenwald was the target of a similar type of attack in Brazil after he was reporting on Bolsonaro and this sort of scandal going on with Lula da Silva being imprisoned, and he's just done lots of investigative reporting that is, you know, that I think Bolsonaro and his administration would just rather not see. Let's just put it that way. So he was actually involved in a similar indictment. I'm not going to try to go through the, I don't have all the details in front of me right now about that, but whatever the charges were, it was similar to the like espionage charges, which those have been since suspended. But the point he's making, I think, is important. Is like they really just want to make an example of him. It's not so much the legal victory as much as it is sending a message to journalists anywhere in the world who want to report on what governments may be doing, what the U.S. is doing, certainly, and what any powerful institution, for that matter, is doing, because investigative journalists need whistleblowers. They need people who have access to classified, we'll get to that in a minute, classified information, privileged information. Information that is, why is it classified? Well, it's classified because it's illegal. What's being revealed in it reveals crimes, war crimes in this case. So you might not be a fan of Julian Assange. Lots of people aren't. It's not really about him. It's not about Julian Assange. You know, you can say, well, what about the rape charges? That's valid. That's certainly valid. I would much rather see a rape trial than what we're seeing now. That's a travesty of justice that's going on now in London. I would much rather see a rape case. I wouldn't like to see that, but it's preferable. That I don't want to wave that aside and shrug that off. That's, I consider myself a feminist. I don't want to just dismiss that as irrelevant. All right, so for those listeners interested in finding out more about the rape charges against Julian Assange, I'm going to link to a Vox article from May 2019. It goes into a lot of detail, so you can get up to speed on that situation. There is a lot of difference in opinion. Anyway, read the article and judge for yourself. Again, it's not so much about Julian Assange. You might not like him. It doesn't matter. It's just not about him. It's about the right to know, as we're going to find out in this next clip.
Of course, the U.S. government and its British hirelings in the Old Bailey have to argue that this is not about war crimes. It's not about politics at all. Because if it were about politics, if it were about war crimes, Julian Assange could not be extradited, because it says on the face of the extradition bill, which I opposed in the House of Commons, a bill that passed and is now a treaty, it says on the face of it, and I was assured personally by the man who wrote it, the then Home Secretary David Blunkett in Tony Blair's government, that no political prisoner could ever be extradited to the United States on political charges. So they have to pretend, I don't know, it's about some traffic violation somewhere. that Julian Assange may have been involved in. They have to pretend it's about the password to the computers of an Icelandic bank or something equally outlandish. But it's not about that, and every sentient being in the court and anyone paying attention in the land already knows. It's because Julian Assange revealed the vicious, earth-shaking war crimes committed by the British and American governments in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and actually in many places since. It is about the right of the public to know what's being done in their name. After all, it's being done under their flag, and they are paying for it. Now, most students of journalism can easily recognize exactly what this is all about. It's the power of the powerful forbidding others to learn of the crimes that they commit. Imagine, the criminals have made it a criminal offense to report on their crimes. If this is upheld in the Old Bailey, then the old lady is surely in disgrace forever.
Right, so that was George Galloway on RT UK, and you don't have to be a student of journalism to understand that this is a political case. I mean, it's obvious to anyone who's been even remotely following the story. So yeah, let me see. I'll just mention who did talk about George Galloway. George Galloway, this is just a cursory Google search. British politician, broadcaster, and writer between 1987 and 2015, except for a period between 2010 and 2012, he was a member of Parliament for four constituencies, firstly for the Labour Party and later the Respect Party. Okay, so... yeah, so this is he's referring to the legislation in UK. So it's UK law. It's not legal for anyone to be extradited for a political crime, or political charge. So We're going to see what happens. We're going to go to a music break, and we'll come back and talk about it a little more and then wrap up. So let's go to a quick music break.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for listening to Travelog Media. You can find Travelog Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can email me info at Travelog Media too, but also podcast at travelog.media. So this episode, we're going to continue with a little talking about the extradition trial of Julian Assange. I wanted to bring your attention to a documentary film. I think it's around 40 minutes, and it's by filmmaker Juan Passarelli. And let me give you his Twitter handle. He is actually in London covering the trial. So if you really want to stay with it and get the information, he also links to his film that you're going to want to see. Juan Passarelli is at J.L. Passarelli, P-A-S-S-A-R-E-L-L-I. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. He is a co-founder of InfoSec Bytes and Guerrilla Pictures, journalist, filmmaker, skeptic, a rare breed of Guatemalan, good friend of WikiLeaks. Okay, so follow him on Twitter. I'll put a link in the show notes. Check out his film. His film is titled The War on Journalism, The Case of Julian Assange. And keep in mind, this has been going on for a decade, right? At least, right? So there's a lot to remember. There's a lot of... I had to refresh my memory. And so the film really does, a good job of bringing it all together in a cohesive way. So yeah, definitely check out the film, follow Juan Passarelli on Twitter. One of the, interviewees in the film, is Nils Melzer, a United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, who looked into the case. And he mentions in the film that he'd seen evidence of psychological torture. He's in what's the name of the prison? Belmarsh, something like that. Yeah, high security prison in the UK. And yeah, he had a really good quote, and he said, so Nils Melzer says, "Now, what makes you think Julian Assange is going to get justice in the United States in a court in East Virginia, where the jury is selected from a population where 85% are employed by CIA, NSA, DOD, or DOS?" And good point. Yeah, I mean, as it stands, he's looking at 175 years. And or worse, who knows? I don't think they can. Who knows what they'll do? What would happen if he were to be tried in the United States? I don't think. I think anyone who's been paying attention to this would say that this is not going to be a fair. This would not be a fair trial. I think this would be like what Guantanamo style, you know, fry him type of situation. So definitely check out the film. And there's actually a good timeline if you're kind of fuzzy on the details of the case and when things happened and who was involved. You know, there's lots, all kinds of other players, you know, Chelsea Manning, Edward Snowden, of course. And it, you know, it involves a lot more than just, I mean, it does expose war crimes by the U.S., but it isn't certainly not limited to that. There's a lot of affected parties in this, waiting the outcome of this trial, which, as Glenn Greenwald mentioned, is going to take years. I mean, this is only beginning. So I'll link to also to the BBC. There's a BBC kind of a timeline of events that's worth looking at, just sort of so you can refresh your memory. So this goes way back to August 2010. So we're looking at 10 years of all these things that have been happening. It comes down to our right to know. We have a right to know what's being done in our name. When I say our, like, if the U.S. is committing war crimes, we have a right to know about that. That's bottom line. And, you know, democracy dies in darkness. Journalists, we need people to... We need people to do good investigative reporting, and that involves working with whistleblowers, and it involves people working with people with access to privileged information, classified information, and there's a reason it's classified, and it's because it's illegal. So, you know, if they don't want you to know something, there's a reason. So we need good investigative reporters to bring that to light. So there are obviously a lot of different dimensions to this case. It's very complicated. But in the interest of keeping this show under an hour, I'm just going to link to various articles. And you can get a lot more in-depth if you want to do the deep dive. So all the sources from the clips that I played, you can find in the show notes. So please check those out. Thanks. I think with that, I am going to sign off. Music was by Docent Zygmunt. You can find Travelogue Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Send me an email, info@travelogue.media. Make sure to stay tuned for the announcements on International Podcast Day. I think that's it. Que toda sea amor, walk tall, live free.